Bankers Packing Heat on this moment of Indiana history. On May 29, 1933, an armed robbery of the State Exchange Bank in Culver, Indiana, netted three bandits more than $12,000 in cash. Hours later, however, the thieves were captured and the money recovered, not by the police or the FBI, but by hundreds of private citizens. As automobile travel crested in the 1920s, crime followed suit. Robbers could now hold up a bank and be in the next state by the time law enforcement arrived. Local police and sheriff's departments were largely understaffed and poorly funded. Even the new state motor vehicle police had only a few worn-out cars and dilapidated motorcycles, and were authorized only to pursue those who had stolen cars, not those who had stolen money and were getting away in cars. Bank robbers, on the other hand, could afford fast cars, using them to remove more than $1 million from the state's banks during the 1920s. After lobbying for better law enforcement, the Indiana Bankers Association proceeded to organize their own employees and local citizens into vigilante groups. Bank tellers were given pistols and rifles and trained to use them. Banks set up firing ranges in their basements and sponsored yearly target shooting competitions. Banks and municipalities formed networks to spread news of robberies and cordon off escape routes. In 1933, new Indiana Governor Paul McNutt created the Indiana State Police. The State Bankers Association helped fund high-tech radio equipment for squad cars, and bankers were encouraged to return to their regular duties. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from the Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.